The following content is for informational purposes only and does not consider legal, tax, or investment advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. All future projections, forecasts, or forward-looking statements are inherently uncertain and subject to change. Investing is limited to verified accredited investors under Rule 506C of the Securities Act. The SEC has not passed upon the merits of any offering by Charge Capital.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling a really common question, especially if you're maybe newer to energy investing. How do I actually participate as an investor, specifically with Charge Capital? We're digging into their Investor Resource Center FAQ to get you the specifics. Basically, if you want to know how to get involved with something like battery energy storage systems, BESS, this is for you. Okay, let's get into it. So first things first, how is the investment actually structured?
Right. So with Charge Capital, you're typically investing through a fundee structure, and that fund is set up as an LLC, a limited liability company.
An LLC. Okay. So right. It's like a group investment.
Exactly. It's a pooled investment vehicle. You, as the investor, you become a member in that LLC alongside other investors. Yeah. Pretty standard way to pool capital.
Yeah.
And what's really neat about the LLC structure here is how income and losses work. They just pass through directly to each investor.
Pass through, meaning?
You avoid double taxation. The profits aren't taxed at the fund level. And then again, when you receive them, it flows straight to you. Much more efficient tax-wise.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like a significant benefit. Yeah. So, efficiency aside, what do you actually own when you invest?
Good question. You get equity ownership, specifically in cash-flowing battery energy storage system installations. BESS installations.
Cash flowing. That's the key part, right? These aren't just planned projects.
Precisely. These are operational assets, tangible systems, already connected, already generating revenue. You own a piece of something that's working and producing cash.
Got it. And how does that cash flow translate back to me, the investor?
Well, you receive periodic cash payments. They're called distributions. These come from the fund's project cash flow.
Okay. Distributions. How often?
Usually quarterly, sometimes semi-annually. And you'll get reports too, quarterly financial and project reports. So you stay informed about how things are performing.
Transparency. Good.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned tax efficiency earlier. Let's circle back to that because it sounds really important. How do those tax advantages work?
Yeah, this is a big piece. There are significant federal tax benefits that flow through the fund. We're talking mainly about the investment tax credit, the ITC, and depreciation benefits.
ITC and depreciation, right?
These are designed specifically to encourage investment in this sector, and they help reduce your taxable income. It all gets reported to you on something called a Schedule K-1.
K-1, okay. So that's how the benefit gets passed directly to the investor.
Exactly. It makes the investment much more efficient right from the start, from a tax perspective. It's a powerful incentive.
Makes sense. So for someone thinking, okay, this sounds interesting, what about the practical side? Getting started? Is it complicated? Are there like huge minimums?
Well, there are minimum investment requirements, yes. But the key thing is that the specifics are really tailored to your situation. Charge Capital usually connects you with an investor relations specialist who walks you through everything. So you're not just thrown in the deep end, especially if energy is new for you. You get support.
Okay, good to know. So let's just quickly recap then. You invest through a Charge Capital LLC fund.
Right.
You get direct equity in BS projects that are already operating and generating cash.
Mm-hmm.
You get those federal tax benefits, the ITC and depreciation reported on a K-1.
Yep, direct to you.
Plus regular cash distributions, and you get reports to keep track of it all.
You got it. It's a pretty clear, structured way to get involved in the energy storage sector. You get visibility into the operations and those potential financial incentives.
It really makes the energy transition feel more accessible for investors, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah. It connects investment directly to the infrastructure build out.
So the final thought for you listening is, what could this kind of direct participation in tangible cash producing assets, especially with those tax advantages, mean for your portfolio? It's definitely something to think about as you look at the evolving energy landscape and your long-term goals.